Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs made a big splash at the winter meetings yesterday, outbidding the Mets for super utility player Ben Zobrist. Cubs followed that up by sending infielder Starling Castro to the Yankees in exchange for pitcher Adam Warren and a player to be named later. That'll be infielder Brendan Ryan. Jed Hoyer joined Spiegeling Goff this morning. He talked about how the Cubs' starting rotation is coming together.
I think that everyone wants to pencil, you know, write out your rotation and what they're going to look like. But, you know, when a guy goes out of the game in the fifth inning or sixth inning, you want to know that there's really talented guys coming in the game. And I think we have that. Really, right now, we can go play 1 through 13 or 14 on a pitching staff and really run out talented arms. And, you know, we're not done looking. You know, certainly we'll always keep looking to upgrade.
You can hear more with Jed Hoyer at SpiegelandGoff.com. Cubs still said to be shopping for outfielders at the winter meetings in Nashville. Denard Span, Jason Hayward, Charlie Blackmon, and Carlos Gonzalez, all names that the Cubs are said to be interested in. Another outfielder signing could come today. Meanwhile, on the south side, the White Sox have been looking for infielders, and they might have their man in Brett Lowry. Susan Slusser says a deal that would bring Lowry to Chicago was nearly complete, but the White Sox apparently weren't ready to pull the trigger. The two sides are still working. And Major League Baseball is recommending that teams have protective netting between the dugouts for any field-level seats within 70 feet of home plate. Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg says he's considering changing the lineup for tonight's game in Boston. At this morning's shoot-around, Taj Gibson worked out with the starters. Nico Mirotic was with the reserves, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Bears are back to practice today ahead of Sunday's matchup with Washington at Soldier Field. Martellus Bennett done for the season. Is he also done in Chicago? Yesterday, the Bears placed Bennett on season-ending IR with a ribs injury. The team also signed tight end Rob Hausler to replace Bennett on the roster. Join the Score's holiday broadcast at the Under Armour Brand House at Michigan and Ohio on Thursday, December 17th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Bring donations of sports equipment and winter apparel to give back to the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago. See the new Under Armour Brand House and give back this holiday season. Brought to you by Under Armour Brand House. Everything in our store will make you better. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Nice to see you today. Julie wrote about Dusty Baker today for 670thescore.com. You can check that out there.
All right.
Man, that's an interesting dude.
Interesting in that he's an idiot.
Yeah. You know, if you're not going to read something...
I don't read none of the police reports, y'all, right?
If, you know, he is, no, he doesn't read reports.
If you're not going to recover on Greg Grant.
But seriously.
I got to hear that now. I got to hear the
you're not going to recover, Greg Grant.
I got to hear the Bobby Knight rant now.
It's an all-timer. Yeah.
Can he come yell at the Bulls?
No, it wouldn't matter.
I don't think it'd matter either.
Your boy would still be bouncing Skittles off the wall, catching them in his mouth. Jimmy Butler would be tapping on his big boombox fish tail.
Nico would be flailing his arms.
Pat would be taking his ass to operas and Maggiano's as if that's what's hot in the streets. Like, yeah.
Noah's got his headphones on the whole time. No,
right. Noah's the only soldier, and he's on his way out. Like, yeah, it wouldn't matter if Bobby Knight screamed at anyone on this damn
team. Have a seat!
Thank you to our guest today, Tyler Kepner. Tyler Kepner from the New York Times, Mike Florio from ProFootball.com, Jed Hoyer, the GM of the Cubs, and Brian Bickell earlier today. Hockey fans might want to go check that out on the podcast at SpiegelandGolf.com. Zawoski, Shipkowski, men of honor, men of intrigue, men of distinction.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Kevin Zipak, also a producer.
Jeez.
No, don't do that to Kevin.
Man of honor.
Kevin
man
does of things. He helps us with the podcast.
He does. Absolutely.
Man of man bun.
Yeah.
Man of bunness.
I keep telling him that the let his hair down, man. You know, he doesn't like having hair up in a bun.
The man bun's everywhere.
My nephew's got a man bun.
Have you been to Atlanta? It's a thing. Like, why is it everywhere?
No, I'm just noticing it more, but it's in.
By the way, my nephew's got a man bun. Is that a country song that needs to be done? My nephew's got a man bun. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Thursday. That means Rich Campbell to talk Bears, get us ready for Bears Redskins.
I like Rich. He's a pleasant man.
Absolutely. That's a team he used to cover as well. And our guy Paul Charchian for our FanDuel half hour.
I kind of like Charch.
Noon.
Yeah.
It is time now for the Shift Change, Jason, which is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Hello, men.
Hello.
Hello, boys.
So are these this Cubs pair of transactions is like the least surprising transactions in offseason baseball history.
What's funny is that Zobrist was so obvious.
Yeah.
On so many levels for a couple years now, and certainly, obviously, as soon as they got Madden.
So was Castro.
Yeah, it's true. Hell, but the Zobrist one.
The moment that Theo signed on.
Well, but the Zobrist one, it was too obvious. It was too on the nose. And then they weren't in any of the news reports, and he kind of just tossed it away. At least I did
Here's
for
the
a
thing.
While.
Zobrist was bad last year.
I don't know if I'd say bad.
He was bad. He's a two-war player.
Uh-oh.
It was his worst full season he's ever had.
Joe still loves him.
Right.
He's going to be 35 in May.
He's his Keith Byers.
No, I get that.
Right.
I get that. But he was bad last year.
I worry about the last 2 years of that deal. We talked about it today.
And we asked Jed about it. And he thinks the offense will still be there. He'll still
be
able to have good at bats. 38.
He's going to be 35 in May. It's a four-year deal.
Yeah,
last year, the deal's going to be 39.
I worry about the last
35,
2 years.
35, 36, 37, 38.
You better win now.
Well,
you could win in the next couple of years. I hope he's still okay because Joe loves him. Joe's got to have him. There's certain guys Joe got to have. That's one of them.
Look, the money, it's $10 million for this coming year. Yeah, 38, Brinsey.
The money, it doesn't
And then 16, 16, and then 12.
I don't care about the money. Yeah. It's just the idea of him, if you really think he's going to be that important to you,
he's not.
Yeah, but this is a middling deal. If you subtract the Castro money, it's almost a wash.
$38 million in Castro money gone.
Yeah. $4 million a year more,
And positional clarity, because Zobrist is going to be that guy who's at second base almost all the time, and then he'll go to a corner for defense, and Javi will go play second.
They haven't
traded
a prospect
yet. They haven't traded a prospect, and they haven't mortgaged anything in the future in terms of signing on for huge money for years to come.
Joe's power base is growing. You know, it's getting larger. He gets his guy, Ben Zobrist, you know.
The locker room for him.
Leon's getting larger.
Right, exactly. They take
fog is getting thicker.
They pick up the phone and say, hey, call my guy David Price. And David's like, $56 million more. They hang up that phone and they go call John Lockley right after that.
Hang that up.
I don't have an issue. I mean, obviously you worry a little bit about the age. The thing that I'm concerned about is they're totally ready to go into this year with 4 and 5 being some mix of these six random.
Stop. Hamill time.
Cahill, Hamill, Clayton Richard, Travis Wood, Adam Warren. Like, they feel good about that as 4 and 5, and that scares me a little more than it
does
now.
Adam Warren? You saw the Baseball Prospectus came out last year with deserved run average as the new global pitching metric to sort of replace XFIP and all these others. He ranked very highly in that, Adam Warren
And
did.
His Fangraphs write-up spoke highly of him as well.
Mm-hmm.
They compared his rising fastball to that of Chris Young and some other guys who have a high pop rate.
You made the ground ball rate or whatever it was that you had. You had some numbers.
His pop rate was 3.7%. It was one of the highest in baseball. Average is like 3.1, 3.2, something like that.
I'm told they want
something for Castro.
What I was told was they really want Bosio to work with him on a third pitch.
Well, he's got a middling slider, a middling curveball.
They want to work with him on a go-to.
He's got a lot of pitches, though.
He's fastball variation, right. And he's changed.
And his changeup. Yeah, but he's got a slider. It's not a put away. He's got a little bit of a sinker. And he's got a knuckle curve that he's thrown a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's a 28-year-old arm as a swing with 3 years of cost control. But in the end, Starlin Castro, the lone emblem of hope, he's got some salary dump to the way that he's gone away. Guy.
They just never, ever got over the hump trusting him on the field or off.
To be awake, yeah. Be awake on it, and unfortunately, to be awake off of it.
Really?
Never quite got there with that level of trust, despite pumping his tires all the time.
I never heard about the off the field lack of trust.
That was critical. Is what was going on? When they told him you're moving to the United States.
Yeah.
First of all, they never trusted the people he hung around with.
Stop going to certain places.
Yeah, always around trouble.
But this year they felt a little bit better. But maybe it was a fait accompli. He was already on the way out this year anyway, right? I mean,
they've never stopped trying. Yeah. They've been talking to the Yankees for weeks.
Right. Right, and Addison Russell, he was going to take that spot no matter how well or poorly he played. It was going to be Addison Russell's spot
and
anyway.
Madden did that seamlessly without
Addison
offending Castro
somehow. Addison
enjoys
his time off the field,
too. That's the thing, Terry, how that transition happened, Terry.
How that transition happened was so smooth, and yet, you know, Castro it just was so smooth. And look, as soon as, you know, Ben Zobrist is out there, you know, Joe's chasing. He's at the winter meeting in some odd coat. I don't know what the snake was wearing.
Snake
skin
coat. Yeah.
He needs Ernie, of course, his hairpiece. He's good. I mean,
he's
a Zobrist lover. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And Castro was doomed.
They really are getting the band back together. Two different bands, but they're getting them together.
He's got a new pocketbook. You know,
is it a super group then?
I guess so. Yeah. He's using some of the Boston guys and some of the Tampa guys, and they're making The Firm.
That's exactly right.
You remember
The
Firm?
They were bad.
Firm?
Yeah, that was Bad Company and
Zeppelin. It was Jimmy Page and Paul Rogers. I liked Radioactive, though.
My Firm was...
Not uptight, not uninteractive.
Jimmy News tonight.
See, The Firm was a little bit different for me. It was AZ, Nas, Foxy Brown, and Dr. Dre.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, see, that just like just now with the Loop conversation we just had. You don't know where the Loop is. It's an important... I'm like, dude, it's important to who? You?
I'm allowed to listen to Judas Priest on the way in every once in a while.
But you know, it happens every once in a while where this... That's important. You don't know what that is.
I didn't say it like that.
You do say it sometimes like that, where it's like, that's very important music for you not to know.
I didn't call it important music.
I was eating Frosted Flakes and watching Saturday Night Raw, you know, back in the day, watching wrestling and listening to the rap down on GCI. Things were different for me than they were for you. That's all.
Triple dot that eye.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Wow. I guess now no one's dotting that eye, by the way.
You're not D dot.
Yeah, you'll never be D dot. There's only one M dot.
Woo!
You
know?
Actually, the only actual radio show that was ever appointment listening for me my entire youth was Dr. Demento. Sunday night.
Rosenberg.
That's deeply unsurprising.
you weren't a fan?
I had moments. Yeah, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, and
Barnes and Barnes.
Yeah, and like the old Spike Jones stuff, which I truly love. But you and Dr. Demento is deeply unsurprising.
See, appointment radio was kind of forced on me as a kid because we always had WLS or WBBM on in the house, so you grow accustomed to just listening to these voices. Like,
BBM was out in the car in the morning all the time.
In the morning, I listened to Don Wade and Roma for most of my childhood, and then, you know, Catherine Johns, who I just loved as a kid, and you know, if I had a half day, Rush Limbaugh would be on there. I'm like, this dude is crazy as hell, but he knows how to do radio.
He knows
how to mechanics.
Oh, without question. And then I found, on the
Spice Channel on Sirius, and Christy Canyon has excellence
without question.
Preston.
And Ginger Lynn, excellent radio mechanics.
Night calls.
The only reason I ever listened when I had free satellite in the car for a while was just to hear the radio mechanics. They're really, really good.
So what were they talking about?
Well, everything that you think they were talking about. Yeah. Just how to, what to do.
Complete business-like fashion.
Without question.
Just product reviews.
Mundane.
Carpool tunnel, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was like product reviews and like taking calls from truckers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
And then I found a heavy fuel crew. And
I'll do the same thing.
Yeah, there you go. Wait, it was also a how-to show.
Got sex toy ticket.
Which one is Derek?
Without question.
Derek just said paying for it.
And you know, on the weekends.
Mac pays for it.
On the weekends, I listen to Dr. Dina Dell and this idiot right here, Dan Bernstein, on Saturdays. I remember playing Live 95, NBA Live. And listening to Dr. Dina Dell and listening to this clown right here
Sunday morning
punch that score. No, Saturdays and punch the score. You're listening to the score. That used to be his thing. And my aunt used to be like, "Why do you like that guy? You know, all he does is scream at the radio at the end of everything he says."
And she's still listening.
That came from John Madigan at WBBM.
Punching it at the end?
John Madigan, WBBM News Radio 78.
See? He used to do the thing. This is Dan Bernstein. You're listening to the score. And I'm like, oh, this guy. I liked him for the entire segment until he did that foolishness. And
see, you'd be the only one. That's an interesting get there. Really? I mean,
hey, man. You know, you listen to guys on the way up. You know, listen to Hood. Listen to Holmes. You know, I listen to all those dudes. Listen to you for years and years and years. Called you. Me and Sam were the only kids allowed on the station.
And you're both stars.
Yeah. No, Sam's a star. Kidding me?
You're both stars. That's a thing, man.
Sam's the nuts, man. That Yar. Dude. he's a good man.
Heavy Fuel Crew made people great.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Did.
It truly did.
No doubt about it. I have the resume to prove it.
Yeah, there's a lot of branches on that tree.
There are a lot. I'm a branch on that tree.
Yeah.
It's an intern on the Heavy Fuel Crew in 1994, and then a producer the next year.
A lot of great branches and some not so good.
Well, no,
I know exactly where I stand, Terry. Yeah,
there's some troubling branches.
I knew
on
it
there.
From the moment you walked out and big-timed me after the rock and roll trivia contest. 1996.
What happened?
Terry was upset. I beat him in a rock and roll trivia contest.
And Terry took it personally?
Threw the headphones.
Hey, man, he's the Michael Jordan of radio.
He got pissed off.
He's a competitive man.
I take everything personally.
Yeah, I was some young punk with long hair and holes in my pants.
Now you remember short hair and holes in your pants.
My meat was hanging out.
I don't know what one has to do with the other, but if you say so,
all we need now is the crying Terry face to replace the crying Jordan meme. That's all we need. It will never not be funny.
And why was he crying? Was it the Hall of Fame?
The Hall of Fame thing when he told his kids he didn't want to be them. He wouldn't want to be them. Yep. He took everyone to task.
I remember yelling at everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You suck. You suck. F you. F you.
Remember what I did to you, right?
Yeah, he dunked on everybody one last time.
One last time.
Yeah, come on out. Let me dunk on you.
He took what could have been the most special moment in his life outside of the birth of his kids.
He caught out the dude who beat him out for the eighth grade team.
He turned it into a 30-minute long diss track.
Yeah.
Is what he did.
Well,
he went Drake on everybody.
That's what he is. It's like watching Kobe. He still is what he is. Now, you're still a gunner, and you're going out a gunner.
Kobe is on the surface. Kobe is handling this thing like a statesman.
Oh,
behind the scenes,
no
the
way.
Stuff that I'm hearing about what those kids are going through on that team, like Larry Nance Jr.
Well, the coach
D'Angelo
isn't
Russell.
Helping.
Well, the coach is an idiot.
That's
but
what I mean.
Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, and Larry Nance Jr. are getting a crash course in what you need to do to stay out the way of a legend on the way out.
It's just Jordan on the Wizards.
And Russell can't stop saying things like the
he's
team
not as good
the
as
team
Jordan
feels a lot.
Right.
No, not at all.
He's not as good, and he's not as like willing to try other things, closer shots
yeah,
that
but
he
one,
might
but,
make.
But
closer, you know what I mean?
Did you read the book? Did you?
Yeah, Michael was at least in the post all the time and getting his slow ass up and down.
But did you read the book, When Nothing Else Matters? Michael Leahy is in his...
Yeah, we had him on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, he was great, and his take on that whole season. And he chronicles just how, especially after Jordan hurt his knee and wouldn't stop playing through the knee injury, everybody on the team, every practice, walking on eggshells.
Scared.
Nobody knew what they were supposed to do, even in a game. Okay, does he get to shoot now, or am I supposed to run the play? Mm-hmm. And they look at the coach, and the coach would say something and would wave off the play.
That dude traded Jerry Stackhouse for Rip Hamilton.
For Rip.
And Rip Hamilton went on to win championships, and Jerry Stackhouse just scored a lot. And you see what else is going on in the NBA? I know we got to go really quickly here, but the NBA did something monumental about a week ago, and they probably won't admit to it, but owners pretty much took a vote and forced Jerry Colangelo onto the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they don't trust the Sixers thing.
This only happens when you've got ownership that you are leery about where their finances are coming from.
What baseball did with the Expos when Jeffrey Loria was in charge.
When you're about to get rid of something. This doesn't happen when you just think a team's being run poorly. They're losing money in a top 10 market.
They're putting him into receivership is what it sounds like.
They did a backroom vote of what should we do with the 76ers, and immediately Jerry Colangelo came up and was like, let's force this guy onto this team because this is a top 10 market where we're losing money in, and the league is looking off.
They've had nothing but top picks.
They lost by 58 points to a team without Tim Duncan, without Kawhi Leonard, and without Manu Ginobili on the floor.
How many top picks have they had in the last 10 years?
God, how many top five many picks, top 10 had? Picks?
Embiid, Nerlens, Jaleel.
Yep.
Saric kid.
Where was Carter Williams? Carter Williams was high then. They traded him.
Yeah, single-digit pick.
Six or seven, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to work. I thought they had a plan. This is the guy who built the Rockets.
And you told me, Sam Hinkie.
You should have, because he made the Rockets into a contender overnight with the trades that he made from picks that he used in Kyle Lowry and Goran Dragic. He turned those guys pretty much into Harden and Howard. So I thought that this was going to be a similar thing, but the NBA is not allowing it. And for them to vote a guy onto your ownership group or into your front office, there's some dire straits right now with that team.
And members of dire straits. And
wrap it up. All right. The
speculation of the Colangelo-Krzyzewski
getting ready to come up. My bad.
Connection there might be in play, too.
Let's see. Is Mike ready to...
The USA basketball thing.
Sure. Yeah. Ready to fade out for a couple of years, have one little NBA job, and then say goodbye.
His Urban Meyer run.
I don't know who would want
that family
job.
For a year.
Yeah, I don't know. Get your ass kicked.
No,
there,
Brett Brown's going to get re-signed. It'll be his gig. Big Cat, second half. Mark Schanowski, Hub Arc is coming up on the Boers and Bernstein show. A lot of things happening up for the next, 4 hours and 40 minutes. Speaks, talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, man. Bulls Celtics tonight. We'll see what else happens.
All right. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
So long, everybody.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The Philadelphia 76ers, who have become the Washington Generals of the NBA, have hired Jerry Colangelo in the role of special advisor. Colangelo's hiring comes after a number of NBA owners apparently went to Commissioner Adam Silver and said, do something. The 76ers have been awful the last three seasons, not only embarrassingly bad, but a drain on the finances of everyone in the league. They don't care if the team representing one of the basketball cities in the U.S. is bad. They care if it's costing them money. You can almost certainly bet on this. Colangelo will soon advise Philly owner Josh Harris to take away decision-making power from general manager Sam Hinkie. Soon after that, he will advise hiring a new coach. Advise is in quotes. Jerry Colangelo doesn't advise. He tells. I'm John Feinstein.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation, anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
All right, guys, here's the Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram, because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footie pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth, and she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood. More important, though, here's the thing, the full zip front. Imagine getting open that, especially if you opt the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footie and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram, and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footie holiday, and please tell them Boris and Bernstein sent you. Love ya.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Back to work Wednesday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. I'm going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lever two along the way. A lot of persistent revving. Someone's back door. Probably so, and this is radio's best combination of all.
Embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Big Cat Williams joins us at 2 o'clock, talking Bears. Second half, 3:30. Mark Schanowski and the Bulls at 4. Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bors underscore Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan underscore Bernstein. There's borsandbernstein.com as well. And the radio.com app for your mobile device. You can always have the show with you. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
The original Ocean's 11 was one movie in 1961. And it had Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, Dean Martin. The only character in that movie whose name carried through to the three current ones, the ones with George Clooney, was Danny Ocean. Every other character in the original one ceased to exist in the new ones, in the three-peat or the threesome that came out.
He's right, though. I'll give him this. He's right on all of it.
Yeah. I don't think you really call it a threesome, but okay.
Well,
whatever.
It is, technically.
I love Matt Abaticola. And he's our Dale Jr., but he's just resting.
Chris Tannehill.
And then I study sometime about, you know, I study like, you know, famous people and why people follow them. You know, I studied, you know, Martin Luther King, and I studied Gandhi, and I studied, I even studied, you know, some people that shouldn't have people follow them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I studied Hitler, you know, like, you know, a couple of my heroes, you know, Vince Lombardi.
You can study anything.
He's kept it in the store, though.
You could just be... studied what?
He studied them.
We'll put Chris on for when.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. After Cubs' busy day yesterday.
It's not Chris.
It's not Chris, but I'm just going to let it go. Yeah, that's fine. You can call me whatever you want. Cubs aren't done yet. They added Ben Zobrist on a 4-year deal while also shipping Starlin Castro to the Yankees. For right-handed pitcher Adam Warren and infielder Brendan Ryan reportedly has the player to be named later. Cubs signed John Lackey last week to bolster that starting rotation, but do they need another starter, Jed Hoyer?
I think that everyone wants a pencil, you know, write out your rotation and what they're going to look like. But, you know, when a guy goes out of the game in the fifth inning or sixth inning, you want to know that there's really talented guys coming in the game. And I think we have that. Really, right now, we can go play 1 through 13 or 14 on a pitching staff and really run out of talented arms. And, you know, we're not done looking. You know, certainly we'll always keep looking to upgrade.
Cubs GM joined Spiegel and Goff earlier today. The Cubs reportedly in the mix for outfielders Jason Hayward and the Rockies' Carlos Gonzalez. San Francisco Chronicle's Susan Slusser reports the White Sox and the Athletics were close to a trade that would send Brent Lowry to the South Side, but the Sox were not ready to pull the trigger. Two sides reportedly still working on a deal. More from the winter meetings. Orioles slugger Chris Davis has a 7-year offer on the table to return to Baltimore worth $150 million. CBS's John Heyman says the O's also in the mix for cargo, and he says the Nationals are making a push for free agent righty Mike Leake. In basketball, the Bulls visit the Celtics tonight. A potential lineup change for the game this evening. Taj Gibson worked with the starters at this morning's shoot-around. Nico Mirotic on the second unit. And the Bears back to practice today. They're getting set for their Sunday game against 5-7 Washington. Eddie Royal returned to practice. Limited, though, Pernell McPhee out with a knee injury. And John Fox confirmed Martellus Bennett fractured his rib against the Broncos. Bennett placed on the season-ending IR yesterday. This winter, make Burlington your coat headquarters and save up to 65% off department store prices every day. Burlington has coats for everyone, ladies, men, and kids. Burlington style for everyone. I am not Chris Ronji. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hey, Chris Ronji.
I love the communication here. It's just great.
Yeah, these Cubs transactions are completely unsurprising.
No, not at all.
Neither one's a blockbuster. I'm just a little troubled by the length of the commitment to Zobrist, because he wasn't very good last year, largely because he had a knee injury. And at 35 years old, you're not going to get a whole hell of a lot better physically. I just
you also have to be prepared for him. And I hope Joe knows. I'm sure he knows how to handle him, because you got to watch him in the clubhouse too.
How so?
Religious.
Oh, that stuff. Yeah, but yeah. I know they like him as a clubhouse guy. That net balance on that is they think is a positive. That okay. they like his makeup. They like his presence. But he's got to stop the evangelizing.
Yes,
because
some people
will just say, you know what, not the place, dude. Keep it to yourself. Because then you end up with people like Chad Curtis, who then it turns out is a child molester. Because that's, you know.
Well, I don't know if we're going to make that leap, but I think that yes, as long as that's understood, you can just control it, because he does like to do that. He has got that. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He just likes that. That's part of his life. That's very important to him.
Well, it could be part of his life. Doesn't have to be part of his professional existence. And they think, at least Joe knows him well. So
yep.
they've been on this tip for a while. They're happy to have him. My concern is that they are paying for past performance. And it's something that generally Theo's very good at not doing. But sometimes, you know, in Madden, you want to give a guy a treat, throw a guy a bone. This is one of those cases that Madden really, 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 really wanted him.
Yeah,
and he's got him. But it just seems to me like I look at the structure of that deal, and I know it's not a ton of money, and they'll have plenty of money coming online and more revenue streams. So it's just the commitment more than the money to a guy who isn't going to get better. And
no, it wouldn't seem so. I know he wasn't great last year, and I think there's a but they I guess the idea is the steadiness. They don't have to worry about him on the field. He's not, you know, one of those guys that's sleeping on, you know, all the other stuff that he brings. But I agree. I think it's too long. But that in baseball money, that's a nothing though.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to argue his age, because I mean you guys are right about that. I mean that's not something that you can dispute. But I mean, his numbers were actually mostly better than his career numbers last year. I don't know why you think he was bad last year. I don't know where that comes from.
Well, he was hurt.
A little bit of hurt. Okay,
his defensive numbers are way down.
Okay, but his offensive numbers were actually higher than his career averages. Honestly, I don't know why you think he was bad.
Because much of his value stems from his defensive value. And
okay,
he just
so
he
you're
wasn't
gonna,
there.
Okay, because he was hurt, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how much is because he was hurt or how much because
nobody
wasn't
knows
as good.
That.
But you're willing to call him bad, even though you can say that he was hurt and might have hurt his defense because of the injury, yet his offense numbers were up. I don't get where you're saying he's bad. I just don't know how the word bad comes out talking about Ben Zobrist.
I love the guy. Terry used to make fun of me for falling in love with Ben Zobrist.
Right, no, I mean, again, I'm not going to argue his age because you can't dispute that, but I just don't know where the word bad comes up talking about
this. Because he didn't have defensive value last year. I don't know to what extent it was the injury.
Okay, but you're not willing to say that it could have been the injury?
It could have been, but okay. I'm also willing to say at that age, there's a lot more injuries.
Okay, so you'll stand by the fact that he was bad last year.
Well, I stand by the fact that his defense was not characteristic.
What did you say, a two-war player?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what you said, though.
Yeah, he's a two-war player.
That's not what you said, though.
I did. I said he was a two-war player.
You said he was bad last year.
It was his lowest value of any full season he's ever had.
Okay, and I'll look at the injuries, but you said he was bad last year.
Yeah, for him. He went two-war is it. That's not good. The guy's been a six-war player before.
Yep.
Right, because of the injury and his defense was down. I think
he's healthy, and
his offensive numbers were up from his career averages last year. All I'm arguing and asking is why can you say he was bad?
He was bad for him.
Okay. All right, because
he wasn't himself.
It's not what you said. You said he was bad.
Yeah, he was. He was bad for it was. Okay. It was not a.
You left that end part off. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I just hope that they're not paying for what he was, rather than what he's going to be. Because it looks to me like this. It's an uncharacteristically long deal for a 35-year-old player who was already injured. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to have your return right away. You're not doubtful. You're going to get it 2 years from now.
Right. You got to have your return in these next couple of years. That's all. And I didn't realize he'd gone on the two war. I didn't realize he'd done that because I know he's always a very high war player because he was a second baseman and could hit and do things. And
a lot of positional value.
Yeah, a lot of positional value to him. No, I don't think it's bad, Maddie. I don't think it's bad at all. I just think that the last 2 years could be useless, which means nothing to the Cubs. And it better be now. That's what I would say. At 35, you hurt more. And he's played a lot of games. You hurt more. So I think 2 years. 2 years. Hopefully the first 2 years flowers into a world championship.
Yeah, his defense is way down, and his base running number was way down. That was the other thing that dragged down his WAR number. But he's had ridiculous numbers because 2009 was when he was 8.6 wins.
That's the guy Joe knows.
2010, 3.8. 2011, 6.3, then 5.8, 5.0, 5.5 as recently as 2014, and then just fell off the table last year at 2.1. Which is just a slightly above average player. So we'll see what they got. I hope they got the guy that Joe thinks he remembers and not somebody else.
That guy in 2009, yeah, that guy. That guy. I don't know if you got that guy anymore. I don't know if you can turn back that much time off the clock and say, I got that guy. But hopefully an improvement over what last year was, yeah. And Joe trusts him inherently. I mean, he just does. So, there's no doubt that that's what they're going to do. You knew he was a free agent. You knew there hadn't been much talk about it, but you knew the Cubs were in it and wanted him.
And it's not really so much the money. I understand. The money's fine. The money's fine even if he's not all that good. It's what you fall in love with it. You start committing. You know, I don't want it to be Rip Hamilton. I don't want it to be one of these things to say, ooh, yeah, now they got this guy who's going to do all these things. I'm just going to try.
Be a little more careful with it.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's all. More cautious in your optimism.
Because I think the big move is coming. I don't think he's your leadoff guy.
No, I don't think.
You still need a center fielder and a leadoff guy.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one guy. It could be two guys. But that's still coming. So we'll see. The Jason Hayward thing's really tantalizing. Because he's such a good fit for so many reasons. But that's going to be a big chunk of change.
That's a chunk of change. That guy's value is really
ridiculous. Oof. Yes.
Wow.
We're Boars and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. Talk some football with Big Cat Williams at the top of the hour on The Score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Washington, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Truck drivers, you know about Schneider's industry-leading business opportunities for owner-operators. The freedom to run your business, backing of a large, stable company, low-to-no money-down truck financing, big savings on business expenses, all that. But did you know that Schneider has lease-on opportunities for tanker owner-operators with up to $225,000 in annual revenue? Learn more and lease on as a tanker owner-operator with Schneider at SchneiderOwnerOperators.com. That's SchneiderOwnerOperators.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations.
I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
On sander, on shaper, on cutter and carver. The Dremel 4200 Easy Change Rotary Toolkit is just $99 at the Home Depot. So, let's give the gift of endless project possibilities. With a multi-use tool that changes accessories in seconds, from carving wood to cutting metal, however you build cheer, dash away to the Home Depot. Let's do this. The Dremel 4200 Rotary Toolkit, just $99 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll take all the cash back you've earned, then match it dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/double. Anniversary double cashback offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
One of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome.
Tiki.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the big league.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes. Genuinely thrilling.
Is that right?
That's right.
Ridiculously entertaining.
I don't want to be the enemy.
You're not the enemy. You're the devil.
TV doesn't get any better than this.
Good, 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 good.
The Good Wife. Sundays. Only CBS.
And has been, if you look at overall contribution on the field, his offense, his defense, and his base running, has been one of the more valuable players in the game for a long time. And, you know, he's incredibly versatile. He's exactly the type of offensive player that we're looking for, who grinds every pitch, works his at-bat, makes a ton of contact, draws his walks, gets on base, runs the base as well, and versatile. Can play all over the field. He's probably going to play a lot of second base for us, but can also move all around the infield and around the outfield as well. And I think is a great fit somewhere up top. You know, it's Joe's call, obviously, but somewhere up top on this lineup in front of our power threats. He makes a lot of sense getting on base with this lineup.
Yes, Theo, but who bats leadoff?
You're describing an ideal two-hitter.
That's what it is. That's what he is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where I expect him to be. I don't know. I don't think one. I'm pretty sure too. Pretty sure too. That's the kind of guy you want there. If you got, the one thing about, you got Boris and Bernstein. The one thing about baseball is you just never know about baseball players. You can think you got the world beat. You got the world by the nuts and you.
Yar.
Thank you. And you got nothing. You got nothing. It nothing happens. You know, I mean, I every move I look at with caution.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, I don't care what it is. Could be the greatest player. I'd still look at it with caution because it just. We watched the White Sox have a great off-season last year, did we not?
They won the off-season.
Great! Them and the Padres.
Both sucked to high heaven.
Oh, you could hear San Diego sucking from here. So, yes, I always like Ben Zobrist. He's fine. I'm just not going to go over the moon about anything in the offseason.
It's fun for fans, and I know that there are people, because anytime there are transactions, you know, increasingly sports fans love transactions because of all the fantasy leagues and video games and everything else, that they're sort of inherently fun to acquire talent. But as far as how that actually translates to teams...
Be that way careful.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
This is completely unsurprising. We knew that Castro had been on the outs because he's just not Theo's guy and never was going to be. That late season surge was ideal for them. It was a bonus like you wouldn't believe to get people interested. What Madden was able to do in salvaging that kind of value, the fact that they were able to move him for a pitcher they like.
Well, giving him a kick. Great. I mean, it was pretty yep. damn fine handling, I'll tell you that.
I agree. And it made a big difference.
It did.
In allowing the Yankees to stay interested for whatever reason.
Well, the Yankees want to get young. I mean, the Yankees not any young guy, just like a young guy, not some guy named young. But they want young players. So they're kind of looking around, and they found some they like, some they don't. But that's a hard thing to do. So I think they're probably delighted. Probably delighted by this. I mean, that's exactly what they've been looking for. They feel like, my God, we're old. The corners of our infield, about 107, two of them. So, I mean, you know, yes, they're delighted. And I have no idea how he plays either. All I know is that he was handled supremely well. You see the deft touch of Joe Madden in how this was handled, and it was amazing.
They said all the right things at all the right times. They were able to sustain his value by talking about how much they liked him. And, it wasn't true.
No, I know.
Yeah, all this time when they're
not talking about,
it wasn't. But that's
not true.
But that's what good teams do, is they make sure they're not going to devalue an asset when they don't have to.
Correct.
And they didn't, and they were able to make sure the Yankees stayed interested, and to flip him for a 28-year-old cost-controlled versatile pitcher is terrific. Mm-hmm. And again, my Cubs guy mentioned that they don't think that Warren has a reliable third pitch. They want to have him with a real three pitch arsenal. He likes to noodle around with a bunch of different things, but they want to have the Bosio to work with him to find a reliable third pitch. And I don't know what that suggests about if he's a starter or a reliever. More likely they would then see him as a starter. But they've proven successful. The Cubs they can find guys for pitching roles. They did it last year. We went through some of the
yeah, they did. And
I think
the first shot out of the box, I think they try starter.
Why not?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, when in doubt, you do that. You go in that direction, and you stretch him out as a starter until he proves he can't, or you end up with a greater need elsewhere, because starters are more important and more valuable.
And again, it's baseball. You never know. It could be great. Who knows? I mean, I can say everything sounds great. Some things look great. Some things feel great. And you get, oh, yeah. And then you get a guy who goes, hey, could maybe. And then all of a sudden he's very good. So, I mean, it doesn't. And maybe he's only good for a year. I don't know. But I think the first start for me, anyway, first time out of the box, starter.
I agree.
Starting. We'll see what we got. And not like the Cubs are loaded with starters. You're loaded with them, but you don't like them. So, I mean, it's time to add to the field. You got a lot of them.
This is from Lee in Warsaw, Indiana. He said there was a player the Tigers signed in an article that said that one WAR is worth $8 million. So if the contract is 4 years, $56 million, they're only counting on him producing 7 wins over 4 years. So they're risking it being a bad contract only if he's worse than last year at 2 WAR for the next 4 years. Is it possible, given his age? Yeah, it's possible he'll be hurt a lot and produce under 2 wins. Huh? But if he gives them a 2 average for him years, he'd be a bargain, regardless of the final 2 years. No, that's absolutely true. That's the bet they're making, is that he could be a 4 or 5 win player in the next 2 years. I'm not sure he can. But if he is, absolutely, that's an enormous win. I mean, if all of a sudden Zobrist reverts to being what he was in 2009, come on. Well, that's 8 wins. It's a little different than that. But I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And if he does, I'm whatever he's having, I want some.
To be a guy at that age doing that?
Mm-hmm. I want that. I'll take some of that. Again, I think baseball fans should always learn, don't worry about winning the offseason. You can be happy. You can be pleased. It's interesting. It's fun. But don't think the world is at your hand. I mean, you've done it all. You've done all you can do. You've stacked this team with great players. Right now, the White Sox haven't made it. They're chasing Brett Lowry.
I don't like Brett Lowry. Do you?
No. Uh-uh. I don't. It's okay, though. You know what? I mean, after the buildup of last year where they did all this stuff, and the White Sox, ladies and gentlemen, have won the offseason. Okay. And when do we start? Right away, you'll start to see it. Okay. So you wait April? How'd that go? Not much. May? No.
Yeah, don't
really.
Take me through those months, Lester. Yeah, Brett Lowry, his win value for his entire career is 8.8.
And how long has Brett been playing? When's a hot prospect? When's one of baseball's top prospects?
4 years with the Blue Jays and then last year with Oakland.
Okay. Yeah. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was once one of the hot baseball prospects of all time.
One of the guys you couldn't
have.
And his slash line last year, 260, 299, 407.
407.
Slug to 407.
Yeah, he hit the, yeah.
Ugh. That's a third baseman.
I know. Yep. How long you live on promise.
He was a negative defensive player, too. Weighted on base average of 306.
Yeah, how long do you live on promise?
His career weighted on base average is 321. Yeah. I'm not sure what you're looking at here. Why do you want to pay that?
Well, he's been obviously available. I don't.
Well, I know, but
I
why do you?
Know. Well, you need somebody. I mean, you got to have somebody. Who's going to play third? What do you have?
But why do you want this guy to play third?
I don't know. I don't, but they do. I
mean, it's probably better than Connor Gillespie, but.
Well, thank you. That's how he's coming in. Build is better than Connor Gillespie.
They picked up Mike Olt last year.
Uh-huh.
He's no good. He ain't no damn
this
good.
This is what happens. These kind of baseball searches that go on during the season, and then you have the winter meetings, and you're always looking around, and you're searching because your farm system sucks, and that is really an unfortunate part for the White Sox. You're getting pitching. You need some fine young pitching. You're discovering guys who can get it done for you. But what else are you finding?
Big Cat Williams joins us next. Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Granite Peak Ski Area in Wausau is your true winter destination. Plan your winter vacation today. Order your lift and lodging package online by December 15th and save. With three high-speed lifts servicing 72 runs. Spend more time on the slopes. Four terrain parks. Several acres of tree skiing glades and three mogul runs. Order your lift and lodging package online by December 15th and save $10 per lift ticket. Visit SkiGraniteFeak.com. Ski Granite Peak. Granite Peak Ski Area, your true winter destination.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law. New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry.